For more than 1,000 years, priests in the Western Church had used only one Eucharistic prayer, the so-called Roman Canon. They had to whisper it in Latin and were heard only by altar boys kneeling a few feet away. The faithful could follow in their missals what was being whispered at the altar, but many preferred to say the rosary, recite their own prayers, or simply wait for the moment when Holy Communion was distributed. Vatican II introduced 3 more Eucharistic prayers, with others to follow. They were to be said aloud in the vernacular, or even sung. The Council thus allowed us Westerners to catch up with our fellow Catholics and other Christians in the Eastern churches. What Vatican II encouraged in relations with other Christians filled me with hope and joy. Before the Council, Catholics were normally forbidden to pray with other Christians, even to say the Our Father with them. On this 8th of December in 2005, with great gratitude, we remember 40 years later Vatican II and its great legacy, the call to live a more Christ-centered life.